It's here. It's here. It's Friday show. Welcome, welcome. Happy weekend. Dave here and all the best stuff on this March 6th edition of the John DeBella Show. We talked the Knicks sucking it up lately. Actually, not lately. For a while now. And some fans got in trouble with the team. The Flu Boat. Have you heard about this TV show? We played you some clips. Well, we played you the theme song to it. It was a first Friday, so the studio was packed with listeners. A mom faced off with her daughter today on the mic over some issues. We had a daylight savings time. Daylight saving time? I don't know. It sounds better with the S, even though I know it's probably wrong. Debate. John just can't give it up. The band Journey is suffering some more drama. Song Stories today featured Us and Them. We had two winners in the Secret Singer contest. I can't play them for you here, but check out the video we posted on the JDB Show Facebook page because something quite amazing happened with that contest and our studio audience. And comedian Andrew Santino joined us. Here's what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
We have suffered through some suck teams here in Philadelphia.
Yep.
But the level of suck that the New York Knicks are is
are they bad?
Oh my God.
They're bad. The organization's bad. The owner's bad.
It's been that way forever, hasn't it?
Right. Yeah, well, it's been that way for a bit now. And then earlier this week, this thing started with what's his name?
Spike Lee.
All right, and he always went in the employee's entrance because when he went in any other way, people would like, hey, it's fine, you know, just more than he wanted to deal with. And the team said, no, you have to use the VIP entrance. Mm-hmm. And he said, screw it. Now, this is a guy who has sat through thick and thin with this team, and he has sat ringside through the entire courtside through the entire time he's had to.
Yeah, at every game.
Is at every damn game. And they tell him, no, you've got to go in this other entrance. All right. So he says, screw it. And he stopped going to Knicks games.
They did him a favor.
I saw the Brooklyn Nets are trying to convince him to come
over there.
If he turns heel, that'd be great.
Well, last night, right, they're up there and they're losing to who the hell did they play last night? Oh, the Utah Jazz. They played Utah Jazz last night, and they're sucking so much that this group of guys starts chanting, sell the team. The stadium's picking it up. Sell the team. Well, they get escorted out.
Yeah, right? Sounds like James Dolan, the owner. Right, absolutely.
Right.
They got booted?
Right. They got booted, although Madison Square Garden's officials say, no such thing happened. Tell the six guys that didn't see the ending of the game.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Let me ask you a question, because there was a poll taken in regards to cruises.
All right.
All right. Have you ever been on a cruise?
No.
All right, what about
I have.
You?
My last professional gig as a drummer was on
really?
A cruise.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yep. The rock boat.
That's like a retiring rock star.
it was very fitting.
Wow. Or a rock star coming out of retirement.
Yeah.
Would you go on a cruise now?
No. Even if there wasn't a pandemic happening.
I'm with Dave there.
I've had my fill with cruises. I don't care what that lady from Cruise Magazine says. I've had my fill with cruises. But 2/3 of America would turn down a free cruise because of the virus right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? Making it even better, the Princess Cruise Line in San Francisco, they won't let their ship dock because they have some onboard people who might be affected with the coronavirus.
Yeah, a zombie boat.
All right, so helicopters are dropping off test kits of the ship. Right, and the ship is literally just sitting outside of the port so they could see land if you're on the right side of
the ship. I'm jumping.
Right?
See you guys. Splash.
The other side, all are just looking out as ocean, so maybe they feel like they're on vacation. You know, can you imagine? You know what it is? It's the flu bug.
Flu. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We've got Corona for you. Good luck. When you walk through the door, forget the gloves and the mask, 'cause we're leaving the shore. The flu boat will be making another run. You'll so you might as well have some fun. set a course for adventure, your mind on a quarantine. Welcome aboard, it's
the John DiBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Something about coupling. Now, I thought this was going to be husband and wife.
So did I.
So, but in this case, we've got Rachel back here with, and Rachel, is this your mom?
Yeah.
All right. So your mom's Elizabeth Warren.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's better than
I think
that.
She's totally offended. I don't think so.
Yeah, give her some credit here.
Not at all.
Nobody can be that far left in this town. mom is Louise?
Yes.
Louise. All right, hi, Louise. All right, where are you from?
Huntington Valley.
From yeah!
Huntington Valley.
Oh, it's.
Huntington Valley, Willow Grove, Northeast Philly. Yeah. Come on. I'm all over the place.
And Rachel, where do you live?
I live in Woodstown, New Jersey, by
in
the
Woodstown,
radio.
New Jersey. So did she kick you out of the house? Is that what happened?
A couple of times, actually. A
couple of times? Really?
Wow.
You're a bad girl.
A little bit.
All right.
I got married and we moved down there.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. Now, we actually should be playing this with your husband, but we're sort of curious this morning. All right. Tell me, Louise, when you guys were together, what was the one thing that really drove you up the wall that no matter what you did, right, she just kept laying around? Would be always, maybe it was the bad habit, maybe it was something that was laying around the house. What could that possibly be?
I always called her Pig Pen.
Pig Pen.
Because everything would just get dropped everywhere.
Okay.
We get along much better now that we don't live in the same house.
Are you talking like walked out of a shoe on one step, the next shoe on the other step?
Yeah, basically the coat came off. It was
never knew where those shoes were.
You could never find anything.
How do you feel about this? Do you have any defense for this?
It was like an organized mess. Uh-huh. I'm very all over the place, but I knew where things were most of the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I might have to dig through things to find it.
Uh-huh. So could you see your floor? Louise, could
not
you see
room.
Her floor? No.
Oh, room. God, no, it was hoarder's
no,
level?
At least a foot. At least a foot of stuff on the floor in the bedroom.
Doesn't it start to smell?
No. Well, I didn't notice it. No.
Did it smell, Louise?
No, it was kind of like, try something on for the day. I don't want to wear it. Throw it on the floor. Try something else on. I'll throw it on the floor.
Dude, girls
girl
suck.
Thing, yeah. It was clean. It was just on the floor.
I'll give guys this much. I mean, you got to admit, guys' rooms are—they're messy. They stink.
They do stink.
They do stink, and especially if you got a teenager, right? Once they hit about 13, 14 years old, right, there are smells that come out of that room that you just will never understand. They cannot describe.
Right.
It would kill coronavirus. It would kill coronavirus.
Is there the worst thing you'd ever seen her leave just laying around somewhere in the house? Is there something that sticks in your mind?
Well, she went through a phase where she was baking. And
her weed bag, okay.
Some of the stuff, icing bags of different various colors. And, she never cleaned up after herself.
Your defense on this?
I was a sloppy teenager.
That makes sense.
But it helped me clean up my act now.
Okay, so what about your husband? What does he leave laying around the house?
Oh, God. All right.
I was going to say, we should get him on the phone because he now lives it.
They'll leave his socks around, and we have three dogs, so they think it's like a game to take the socks and then like bury them in the couch because they think they're in the wilderness. But it's just the couch. So then I'll be finding like 3, 4, 5 socks just buried in the couch. He's like, where are my socks? Where'd you put my socks? I'm like, where did you put your socks, first of all? Second of all, it was the dogs.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
All right, so let me ask you this, because we were talking about this in the studio yesterday, and I want to see what Cindy has to say, and as long as we have a studio audience, see what they have to say. Obviously, this is the weekend that we spring ahead.
Mm-hmm.
We change times once again to daylight saving time. Now, by a show of hands, or maybe by applause. Let's do it by applause. It would be easier that way because people can't see the hands on the radio.
Okay.
All right. How many of you would believe in the idea of just leaving the clocks alone? You know, but whether it's daylight savings time or standard time, would just like no more changing clocks. All right.
Got a word.
Everybody is for that. All right. Mm-hmm. What about, which would you prefer? For those of you who would like to stay on daylight savings time, applaud now.
For those of you who, okay,
It gets confusing.
Do you want it lighter, later?
They just went with...
You got to explain it, though.
But nobody knows which
is which.
Daylight savings time or standard time?
Wouldn't daylight savings time immediately say...
I have no idea.
You're having more light?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Light.
It's like brothers, really sisters, cousins, mom.
Just stop, all right? I realize I'm alone in this, and I want to stay on standard
time. Yes, you are. Right, but, you know, that's what it comes down
alone.
To.
Leave those clocks alone. Leave those clocks alone. While you're losing me by confusing me, won't you leave those hands where they are? Leave those clocks alone. You know, I've been playing this song for a while now. I think I've been playing this song for about 10 years, right around this time, especially when we're springing ahead and falling back and all that noise. I think it might be time to change it up.
All right.
All right. So maybe we should do something more like, let's say, let's try this over here.
We spring forward Saturday night, Sunday morning, which means move the clocks up 1 hour.
When's the last time you had a good time?
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
We have the weekend coming up.
And, of course, this weekend is also the time change.
Yeah, you know, it's about time.
This ain't no time for this here foolishness.
Let the good times roll.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Good times.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Journey and the drama that's going on with that band. This is ridiculous. It's insane because ever since Steve Perry left, there's been some sort of hell breaking loose in this band on a yearly basis. And now Ross Valerie and Steve Smith are out of the band.
Right.
They've been kicked out of the band. And this isn't the first time they were kicked out of the band. They were kicked out of the band once before.
Really? I didn't know that part.
And that it was at that time.
Both together again?
Right.
Like, dang, rhythm section?
The gist of it was that when they were fired from the band before, the remaining guys, Neil Schon,
Jonathan Cain.
Jonathan Cain, and Steve Perry, they started a production company to protect the Journey name called
Nightmare Productions.
Yeah. All right. And then they let them back in the band. Well, all of a sudden, the two of them, right, show up again, both Ross Valerie and Steve Smith, and they decide, well look, if you guys aren't going to go out on the road, we want the ability to go out on the road as Journey ourselves. Mm-hmm. Right. And the other guys were like, no. Right? We own the name. You don't. Right? Because they formed it while the other two guys were out of the band the last time. So now they've been fired a second time.
So who's really the problem in this band is the question.
Neil Schon.
Yeah.
I just like how Valerie and Smith alleged that they were launching a coup to assume control. I'm just picturing them in like a bunch of Contras storming the stage at a Journey concert.
Right.
And a coup.
And don't let the little Filipino get upset.
Oh, watch out for him. Who knows where his army is.
34 degrees outside right now. Cloudy, cooler with some rain. The high temperature about 54 degrees.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is David Gilmour's birthday this morning, or all day, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And I went searching for, you know, over the years we've spoken to so many guys, but Gilmour is the only one that I've ever spoken to, and we didn't have a lot. Right, in regards to, you know, particular songs. And it's hard to believe that Dark Side of the Moon, as popular as an album as it was, only had two singles off of it. Money, that made it to number 13, and Us and Them, that never broke into the top 100. It bubbled under at 101 for weeks on end and never broke into the top 100. But that song was not supposed to be on that album. All right, and I'll let Gilmour explain that.
Us and Them was originally a piece that Rick wrote, and we recorded for Antonioni for the movie The Risky Point. This particular sequence in the film, we wanted to put Us and Them, which was just then a piano piece, basically. There's lots of slow motion beating up with nightsticks going on, and we thought that music worked fantastically. Antoni disagreed and didn't use it, so it sat around in the vaults for another 3 years till Roger wrote some words for it, and it became Us and Them.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
gentleman. This gentleman will be at Punchline Philly this weekend, tonight for two shows at 7 and 9:45, same times for tomorrow. If you want tickets, you can get them through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. He is on the new FX show, Dave, and his name is Andrew Santino.
You got it. Look at that live audience. How wild. This is nice. You guys got a bad view, but.
Been thinking that all day.
What a bummer. What a bummer. I'm glad I'm here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. Now you're living in L.A. and you're a Chicago guy living
Chicago guy born in Chicago, and now I'm living in L.A., traveling across the country. 70 humans were on my plane last night.
Really?
That's it. 70 people.
Wow.
You know who sat behind me?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Really?
Fact, he's here. Go chase him down if you guys are looking for him.
Did you ask him?
Yeah,
I know him.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really
text
do.
Him. Ask him what he's doing here. I texted Joe Rogan. I said, your buddy's behind me. He said, don't do anything stupid. So on the way back, I kissed him right on the tattoo, right by his eyes. He loved it. He seemed to react generously. Wow. No, it was wild. Nobody was on the plane. Everyone's scared to come here.
Really? Wow. Really?
Yeah, man, it was wild.
All right. And well, especially coming out of California. I mean, that's their first stop, you know, the Wu-Tang Clan, from China.
Right. They, you know, it's Wuhan. It's Wuhan.
Okay. Don't besmirch Wu-Tang. Yeah.
How dare you?
Method Man comes through every once in a while.
Right. One of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time. Don't associate them with the virus.
All right. Let's just ruin the beer.
Yeah. That's right. No, yeah, it was the freak out is crazy. I don't know if people didn't want to travel because of the virus or because it was a flight to Philly. I'm not really sure. All right, relax. It's a joke. It's a great city. I'm happy to be here. It is awesome.
I'm just shocked at the fact that either you were in first class or Tyson was in coach.
Hey, you shocked I was in first class? All the shows are sold out tonight. Okay, baby. Okay. No, the plane was empty. They put us up. I flew the plane, actually. It was empty. They let you do whatever now.
All right. Captain comes out with a mask on.
Yeah.
You want to take it?
Yeah, take over. We got to go. They jumped. They both jumped out.
And so this new show that it just started, what, Tuesday night?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
It just started. Kid from Philly. His name is Little Dicky. You told me. You said the town. What's the town?
Cheltenham.
Cheltenham. I don't, yeah. But all I know, yeah, I know he's from here. He's a Jewish rapper who moves to Los Angeles to become famous. And that's kind of what the show is about. Yeah, that's kind of what the gist of it is. His career moving from Philly to Los Angeles to become famous as a rapper.
Right. Can you imagine what that pitch meeting must have been like?
Yeah.
Right. It's like, all right, I'm a Jewish rapper from Philly. All right, we got
get
a
out. Get out. We're not going to buy. He's a really talented rapper. You guys, if you know him, he's extremely talented, but he wants to traverse into comedy, and he's funny, man. The show is very funny. It's not for your parents, I'll say that. It's not. There's a lot of nudity.
Nudity.
Yeah, there is.
Sitcom nudity.
Yes. Right? There's a lot of... FX lets you get away with a lot of stuff now. You can show almost everything.
Really?
Yeah. We sit in a tub together naked. We show that. So, yeah, it's fun. It's a fun show.
Is the Dickie Lil?
No. No, oddly enough. Ironically
so. It's an ironic name.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's like a fat guy named Tiny.
Yeah. It's got its own handler. It's so big. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Wow. It was wild. The show is good, though. It's fun. It's really fun. But, yeah, from one of Philly's own, so watch the show.
Dude,
it's good.
He blew up overnight. He had a video on YouTube of one of his first songs, and it went gigantic.
Right. Yeah, he's
the
got over
Chris
a billion
Brown actually
views.
Like charted, I think.
Yeah, it's got probably a half a billion views, that one. He's got, in total on YouTube, over a billion views.
Wow.
It's pretty wild. Yeah, he's... Wow.
I got six or seven.
Six or seven, period?
Yeah, period.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're right here. There's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yeah, it seems like it. No, yeah, but the show is good, I hope people like it. FX puts out a lot of good material, so if you like their content, it's kind of on brand with what they put out, you know?
Now you and Steve have something in common, because Steve...
Both good-looking dudes?
Yeah, right. Well, he disguises himself as an Italian also.
I know you said that out there, but why did he say disguise? He's Italian if he's Italian.
Well,
if he
last
says
name's
it.
Vassalotti. I got the Irish in my
Vassalotti.
Mom.
Vassalotti. Right. I know, and I look like the map of Ireland.
My kid has red hair.
Yeah. What's which part's Irish, which part's Italian?
My mom's Irish, my dad's Italian.
Same.
I would say the Little Dicky part is probably
that's Italian.
Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't get the Irish curse?
Nah.
Good for you. I'm somewhere in between.
Yeah. No, because as soon as this is the first time we met, and as soon as I walk out, I go redheaded Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Never
can,
encountered.
Can you imagine? That's right. What I always say.
Andrew Santino, my kid's going to be Stephen Vassalotti with red hair.
Good. Yeah. And good for him. He'll get damn beat right up for a couple years, but it'll work out. And then become something successful just like his pop. See that? It'll all work out.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. People always ask that. How's a redhead Italian? And I try to, I have to sit them down and teach them about biology and how life works. And when a woman hates her father very much,
right,
she sleeps with an Italian man, and then you get a full-grown leprechaun. That's what I am. I'm just a tall leprechaun. I shouldn't even be tall. Most Italians aren't even tall.
No.
But my dad's Sicilian, which is the other ones. I know.
It doesn't get any better.
Are you Sicilian?
Yes.
Siciliano? Yeah, okay, yeah, good. Well, yeah, then we're on the same page.
How long does your dad hold a grudge for?
It's, what do you mean? How long? It's still going. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It
they never
it
end.
It checks out. I don't let go.
It never ends.
No,
yeah.
No. Nothing. Did he die? I still hate him.
Right. Even when he's dead, he'll find a way to hold a grudge somehow and lay it out for us to deal with for the rest of time.
Now, being from Chicago with St. Patrick's Day coming up, what is, I mean, this year is voted the best St. Patrick's Day in America.
Yeah, and you right? said Chicago's the number one city yeah, for yeah, it, apparently. Yeah, I thought it'd be Boston. Boston seems to have way more mix than we do, but we dye the river, so that's
yeah.
a big
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Which kills, you know, like 50,000 fish.
In Boston, they just die in the river.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A couple of people die in the river in Chicago. Yeah, we make it. We're a drinking city, too. Right. I think it's... Though I can't deal with those things. I don't go to parades and all that stuff. I can't. That's too many people. I go to the gay parades in Hollywood because I'm the mayor. But more, that's just for me to show face, you know. Okay. Yeah, to say hi to the boys.
Well, you're out of town. You're lucky to be out of town this weekend because the marathon's this weekend.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
I had
the
no
LA
idea.
Marathon's this weekend. Yeah.
God, that's, I mean, I don't. That's another thing I would never do. Would you ever run 20? Has anybody done that in here?
It's insane. It's maniacal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I run to the bathroom. That's about it.
That's really sad.
At my age, you do that a lot.
I was just going to say, why don't you get one of those things they can just attach to you to walk around with all the time?
Really, yeah.
Just stroll around
because
with one of those
bags. Because people hug me and I don't want to be squishy.
Right. Something tells me looking at you, you're a little squishy right now anyway.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, come on. Is this supposed to be fun or no? I don't know. Sorry. No, I couldn't do that. And I don't ever want to do a sport where the first guy that did it died. That seems insane. Does anybody read books? Does people know the first guy that ran a marathon died? Why would I do that? If James Naismith shot a basketball and had a heart attack, no, I wouldn't play basketball either. Like, that doesn't seem like it's for me. But no, I'm not. I'm glad to be out of the city just because I'm loving traveling. I'm going around to places, and I'm only picking places I want to go. I'm not placating, but last year the tour was like, there's cities where I'm like, not going there anymore, not going there anymore. So this was, I like Philly a lot, so I'm glad that I'm here. It's going to be great.
What was the worst town that you played?
What's the worst town that I played?
Yeah.
You know, this, I'm not going back to Boise. Is that, you know what I mean? I don't like, they're not bad people. It's not a fun experience.
And what's the comedy club in Boise called?
A Subway. You know, the restaurant Subway, you play in the back where they make the bread. It doubles as a comedy club at night. They're nice people. You show up sometimes and you're like, well, this is not a comedy town. Like, it just doesn't have an entertainment push.
Right.
You know what I mean? They moved out there to get away from all that stuff. I feel like that's where they went to go, you know, shave their knives. But it's good to be here in a major city with available food 24 hours a day. That's what I like.
Well, Andrew Santino is playing two shows tonight, two tomorrow at Punchline Philly. The shows are at 7 and 9:45. As a matter of fact, I've got tickets for tomorrow's 9:45 show. So if you would like a pair, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. If you want to get tickets on your own, it's punchlinephilly.com. Or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank
in.
You,
this
man. Thanks
really
for having
enjoyable.
Me.
I'm glad to meet you.
It's good to meet you as well.
All right, come back again.
I will do.
Right? Don't treat us like Boise.
I won't. I promise.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.